T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And I'm joined right now by a man who's been waiting a while for a weekend series like this. I mean, you're just so excited. It's our Coach K, the Coach John Quintero, does the morning shows. But, I mean, we've been waiting for this, Coach. The Dodgers, Padres, and games that matter this weekend, and sellout crowds and enthusiasm. This is what it's all about, right?
Well, it certainly is, Chris, and great to be up here. Great to be here, a part of this great ball game tonight. Looking forward to the matchup, Lauer going against Kershaw. And, yeah, we've been waiting for a long time. We were talking on the morning show today. Really, this is probably the most significant series for the Padres to when they're in the race since going back to that final series back in 2010 when they went up there to San Francisco that weekend and ended up dropping the game on the Sunday. And this is going to be a great measuring stick for the San Diego Padre ball club. And, you know, hopefully they play well. Hopefully they get at least 2 out of 3. We'll have to wait and see. But, you know, if they drop 2 out of 3, it's not the roof isn't going to cave in. I mean, this team's got a lot of upside. The guys are getting better and better and better. You don't have your number one shortstop right now in Fernando Tatis Jr. That would have just added to the excitement of this series. But, you know, the Dodgers are playing good baseball. They did drop 2 out of 3 to San Francisco with an off day yesterday. So they're going to be coming in wanting to get back on track. And the Padres, a season-high 11 runs, season-high 17 hits yesterday. They're ready to go tonight. The fans, you know, by the phone calls this morning on the morning show, the fans are ready to go tonight.
Yeah, they can't wait. And, you know, that 17 hits, most Padres have had in a game since July of 2017. So hopefully it carries over from Atlanta here to San Diego. All right, it's always time every Friday you join us for your Lolita's Mexican Restaurant High School Spotlight. Lolita's serving San Diego's best Mexican food since 1984. I love this segment, but for some reason I always get really hungry during this segment.
Well, you know what?
We're talking Lolitas, and you don't bring me any. You got to bring some Lolitas to the segment.
Well, you know, I'm planning on coming to the game on Wednesday.
Okay.
And Jim Russell, I lost a bet to Jim, so after our morning show on Wednesday, I'm taking him to Lolitas right here by the ballpark, and I've got to buy him a California burrito.
You did lose a bet to him. You bet on the Kyler Murray number one draft choice.
That's
huh?
exactly right. Yeah. And I'm a man that will pay off his bets, no question about it. But, you know, as far as the high schools right now, we got another week of high school baseball right now, and then we're going to get into the playoffs. And it's interesting, just down talking with Dave Roberts, the manager of the Dodgers, and his son. They're finishing up a game today. He plays at Santa Fe Christian. Cole's playing shortstop. He played early in his career. He was second baseman. Now he's a shortstop. He's going to go to Loyola Marymount. And he wanted to find out if I had the Classical Academy Santa Fe score. I go, no, you got to get your wife to text it to you, okay? I'm down here right now. But
you didn't have the score? You mean, come on, the coach running around without a high school score?
No, but what's interesting is Dave knows who all the players are because Cole's been playing club ball and high school ball, and he was asking me about certain guys. So I thought on our segment today, and we'll get into the playoffs next week and have a little bit better idea who's going to be in the open division, who'll be in the Division One, and so on and so forth. But, you know, the draft's coming up on June 3rd, and there's some names. I don't know if they're going to get drafted because it all comes down to signability, how much money they want. But I'll tell you a guy that's really going up the draft boards, because at the high school level in San Diego this year, I don't think there are going to be a lot of players drafted. I think when you look at some of the players, Spencer Jones, the kid, a great talented kid at La Costa Canyon, he had that fractured left elbow. He's already headed to Vanderbilt. Where the pro people see him right now, I really don't know, but it's going to take a ton of money to sign him, so he'll probably end up at Vanderbilt. Derek Diamond, who pitched in the perfect game All-American game last year, he's had a good year swinging the bat, but he's had a little bit of an arm issue. He got hurt, I think, like in a snowboarding accident, and he's back playing, but his arm strength really hadn't come back. And you know, he factored in the draft, but I think he's probably going to go to Ole Miss now. And but the guy that has really gone up the charts, and it really started during winter ball playing scout ball, is a third baseman down at Eastlake who's supposed to be going to San Diego State, a guy by the name of Keone Cavaco, a really good looking athlete, a third baseman's got some big time power. And what's interesting about him, he missed most of his junior year last year, Chris, and then he got going this winter and did really well in front of scouts. And, you know, Baseball America last week had him maybe sneaking in the bottom of the first round. So that's pretty good.
That's very good. And speaking of third baseman that went to San Diego State, I mean, now we got Ty France playing for the Padres. I got to ask you one question that's a little off the baseball subject, but Boogie Ellis, the kid from Mission Bay, the great basketball player, renounced his letter of intent to Duke. I guess it was yesterday or the day before. I don't know if you have any insight. It'd be great. I'm sure Brian Dutcher's waiting and everybody at San Diego State wondering what this kid's going to do. Do you have any feel for what he might end up doing since he's not going to Duke?
Well, I don't know why he didn't decide to go to Duke. I think one of the Duke players they thought was going to declare for the draft didn't declare for the draft, and that's the position that Boogie plays.
Right.
You know, he had a good year, not a great year. He missed some time, and there was a debate whether or not it was an ankle injury or maybe he was being disciplined by his head coach there at Mission Bay. I don't know all the facts. I heard 38 different stories, okay? But I will tell you this. Brian Dutcher was very smart because Brian Dutcher continued to go watch Boogie Ellis play.
Yeah.
And he was going to games even though, you know, he's committed, he'd signed with Duke. I would certainly think San Diego State would love to have Boogie Ellis, and maybe he wants to stay home. But I remember late in the year, I talked to some people that were at a Mission Bay game on a Wednesday night, and Brian Dutcher was sitting there watching the game, and they said, you know, Brian Dutcher's keeping his eye on Boogie Ellis because if something ends up happening to Duke, you know, maybe he goes the first year and it doesn't work out. Brian Dutcher's gone about it the right reason. You know, I got home today from the morning show, and I got a phone call from a man here in San Diego. His son's a really, really good pitcher. And he was asking me some questions about, you know, going to college and playing. And, you know, he committed to one school, but another school's offering him a lot of money now, and the other one was going to, you know, bring him as a walk-on. I go, well, you got to call the school and say, hey, look, you know, this school's giving me a lot of money to come play, and you guys aren't giving me any money. You know, I'd love to come play for it, but you got to give me some money. And I go, you never know how coaches are going to react. Some coaches are going to say, hey, you know, hey, we wish you the very best. If things don't work out, you got our phone number. Give us a call. And then there's other coaches that start telling the guy, you know, well, you know, you said you're going to come. Yeah, blah, 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 blah. And 38 different things come out of their mouth, and coaches get kind of upset. But the best way to recruit, and I say that from having been a recruiting coordinator many years ago at a Division I institution at Texas Tech, it's a lot better to deal and handle it with sugar rather than giving that athlete vinegar. Because I'll tell you what, over the years in junior college coaching, college coaching, there were guys that didn't come initially. They went somewhere else, and they always knew the door was open. And I actually got a couple of pretty good guys because of the way I handled it.
Before you took over the hosting of the morning show here on 97.3 The Fan, did you spend any time in the portal?
No. Zero. Zero time in the portal.
It's a scary place, that portal.
What is the portal? I don't even get what that is.
Well, we got to find the website and go to that portal because apparently there all these athletes are on the portal all
They're
the time.
They're all in the portal. Everybody's in the portal nowadays. It's crazy. Coach, thanks so much. Lolita's High School Spotlight, the great coach, John Cantara. You hear him every morning here, 5 to 9.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.